So I'm thinking I need to start recording stories that I have in my head because I'm getting kind of slightly fuzzy about some of them, and I'm wondering if it's just because I'm distracted by life, or if it's because I'm getting older, or is there some health issue? I don't know. Maybe it's just normal, but I need to get some of these stories I got in my head out there. So I feel like my life hasn't been lived in vain, and leave something behind for somebody to get a chuckle out of. So there's been a really a great number of hilarious things that have happened in my life, and some of them happened in prison, some happened in the free world and different places of employment and just everyday living. Now, I remember in early sobriety, I'm going to put it at about 18 months or so, I was working at my first sober job. I was cashiering at a convenience store, and the only reason they hired me is because the state was paying a little bit of the money for my income. So they only had to pay like half. And I think minimum wage then was 4.25, something like that. And the state was paying probably a couple of bucks of it. So yeah, that was a huge cool thing for them. But I was happier than can be because I was in a job where people could trust me and they trusted me to with money. And there would have been a day where that would have been a big mistake, So I was just felt like I had something to prove. I'm an ex-con, I'm in sobriety, and I need to show people that sobriety is worth it and there are people who change. So, I felt like I had skin in the game in a lot of ways. And I remember one of the things that I had heard in early recovery is that to look for the good, and if we do that, we'll have some good things that follow as a result, So it's a perspective law, I guess. And I was put to the test early in this job. There was a guy that was just reading me the riot act. He was calling me names like, "You're one dumb motherfucker. You're a stupid son of a bitch. How the hell did you ever get to work in a place like," and everything he could think of to insult me, he was saying. And he was mad about something on the pump, and that happened. To this day, I don't know what it was, and it was unclear to me. But he was very angry, and he was just calling me all these names, and the insults just seemed to be never ending. And I just thought, well, I'd wait for him to get done insulting me, and he'd pay for his gas, and he'd be on his way, or And he just kept going on, and the line was getting longer and longer behind him. And it seemed kind of clear that he wasn't planning on going anywhere anytime soon. And I was just starting to get a little bit irritated. And I thought, nope, look for the good. This is the time. And try as I might, I looked at this guy and I couldn't see anything good about the situation or him. And, I was kind of new at this sort of thing, looking for the good. And then I just kept looking. And then finally, I did see something good. The sunlight was coming in the window, the front window of the store, and the sunlight hit the blue in his iris, and it looked really cool. And I started laughing, not at him, but because I thought, wow, this does work. And as soon as I started laughing, he shut up and he stared at me. And I think he realized he was being inappropriate or something. I don't know. But he stopped. He handed me the money, paid for his gas. I don't know if he bought anything else or not. And I thanked him. And he left. So it does work. And I really hoped it wasn't upsetting to him. I wasn't being insulting myself or anything, but and then a couple of the customers behind him had said something to me. It's like, wow, kind of had your hands full there and things like that, you know? So anyway, look for the good, you'll find it. You know, we see what we look for. And I think the Talmud has something about this, that we don't see life as life is, we see life as we are. And I don't know if that's a good attribution, but that's more peace out. And as I always say, tell three people a day that you love them. I hesitated there because I'm not sure I bumped the pause button or not. Sorry about that. And you know the deal by now. If you don't tell three people a day that you love them, you're probably wasted a day of your life. And as this shirt does not say one day at a time. So one day at a time, I just realized that. But make sure one of the three people that you say you love them to is someone that it's hard to say it to for whatever reason. You know, they might have harmed you, or they might be someone you don't know. You might think they're going to judge you or whatever. And who knows, but we need to make the world a better place to live in. So let's rock with that one. Peace out. Love you. Put my finger. There it is. All right.